Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
The really, really heartbreaking story over the weekend is the death of 18 family members in Lusukisuki. And really, it's just one of those stories that I think the country should have been at a standstill at this point. There should have been a day of mourning. Perhaps it's still coming, but absolute shock and horror. But we are hearing that this community has been seeing these unfortunate killings over some time now. On the line with us is National Police Spokesperson Brigadier Athlete Linda Mate. Thank you so much, Brigadier, for your time. Good evening and welcome.
A very good evening to you and to your listeners.
Brigadier, I know it's early days and you cannot give us, you know, definitive answers yet, but what do we know so far about what happened over the weekend?
So what we know is that this attack happened at two homesteads. Where in the one house there was the one homestead, there was 19 people. In the other homestead there were four. So at the homestead where there was four people, all were shot and killed. There were no survivors. Then in the second homestead where there was 19 people, 13 were shot and killed and were declared deceased on the scene. And there were six survivors, but this morning we heard that the 18th victim passed on. So we can confirm that overall 18 people died in this particular incident. There are five survivors. These include four women and a two-month-old baby who was not injured, but we took to hospital for further medical care. So we know that these two homestays are relatives. Mm-hmm. They were preparing to go to a family gathering or a cleansing ceremony and so on when the attack happened.
Any eyewitnesses who've come forward? I know the presidency has begged for people to speak up. The minister of the police has also called on people to speak up. Have you had anybody come up, even if they're not obviously speaking publicly, who's saying, you know, we have information on what happened?
Look, as soon as this incident was reported, the National Commissioner General Fanny Masemola deployed specialized detectives to descend in Lusikisiki. We also have your forensic science experts that have been on the ground piecing evidence together, collecting all crucial evidence from the crime scene. Obviously, the interviewing of neighbors, key witnesses, and so on has been taking place. So we are hoping with the work that we have been doing and that has been done, it will lead us to the right direction. We are not saying much because it's still early in the investigation, but we do have faith and full confidence in the team that has been deployed. We know tomorrow we are in Lusikisiki. We are there with the minister, the two deputy ministers, the national commissioner, to obviously get a progress report on how far the team is in securing a breakthrough in this particular case, but most importantly to engage with family members as well as to engage with the local community. So hopefully all these engagements will see us register a breakthrough.
Maybe I may push it a little bit. Are you confident with your leads?
Look, you know what? If you look at the track record with the investigators that have been investigating the mass shootings in the Eastern Cape in the last 2 years, we've had a number of those mass shootings in BT. In one incident, seven were killed. Another seven were killed also in BT. Guanobuse, we also had a mass murder, I think, of eight people and so on. In all those cases, we had about 25 people arrested. All those 25, they're still in police custody. They've never received bail. We've had all 38 killed. So we're quite confident looking at the track record that we've got the right people on this particular case. And hopefully they will also, just like all the other mass shootings, they will also register a success.
You were speaking of those regional killings. Was there a common thread? That's not to say I'm saying that it's the same as this one. I'm just asking about the ones you've just referred to.
Look, it's still early days, Yonathan. Like I said, the team is busy. The team is piecing all information together. And, yeah, so we have faith and full confidence, like I've indicated, in the team. We are not rushing them. We're not putting undue pressure, because we don't also want to make mistakes. We are avoiding a lawful arrest. We want to ensure that when the team says, now we are ready to effect the arrest, the arrest will lead to a solid case in court.
All right. Brigadier Atlinda Mate, who is a national police spokesperson. We've got the local municipality spokesperson, Luando Nonkonyana, who's on the line with us. Thank you very much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good morning, Pamela. Let me greet you and let me greet the listeners of Kaya FM and the Imuba local municipality community.
Mr. Nonkonyana, just maybe give us a sense of how common these killings are, what we are, I suppose, framing as a family killing, a homestead killing. How common are they in your area?
I can confirm that this is not a common occurrence. It took us by surprise. Mm. Yes, we have witnessed killings before, maybe people are being suspected with witchcraft and something of that sort. But this mass killing was the first one in our area. We've never witnessed something like this, and it has left us with I don't know how we're going to deal with it going forward.
As a municipality, you're obviously hearing rumors. There's lots of talk on the ground. What are your suspicions? I'm not speaking to you as an investigator, because the police are going to give us that now. But what are your suspicions about what you think is happening here?
I don't think it would be wise for me to speculate right now, because speculations can lead to the damage when it comes to investigations. So I don't want to speculate, but you always speculate that if there is something that will go along the lines of witchcraft and maybe family feuds, but I don't want to speculate and say this may be a reason for this occurrence.
And so as a municipality, you know, are there any measures you're going to take, preventative measures? What's your plan going forward?
The first plan, as the mayor has instructed us, is to make sure that there is wellness that is provided to the family, spiritually and so on. We have mobilized resources, including other departments that deal with exactly what need to be done to families, including social development and also the agencies like SASA, so that we make sure that the ones that are remaining are taken care of. And then we make sure that the send-off is as dignified as we possibly can. Mm. So I think those are the things that for now we are preparing. And of course, we are keeping our eyes, our ear on the ground, so that we intercept anything that we can possibly intercept as the municipality.
Hmm. You said you obviously are working towards, you know, securing the future of those who've survived this ordeal. Have they been kept in a safe space as we speak?
Not necessarily by the municipality, but the families have taken care of the ones that are remaining, as few as they are, but the families have taken care of them. We have, however, told them that when they need anything, maybe to safeguard them, then they must let us know, and we'll interact with the responsible departments and make sure that that is happening. But for now, they have not come forward and said they needed something like that. They just took their siblings or families and kept them in their families. Mm. So I am thinking that maybe they don't think there is any threat that is directed to the remaining individuals. But again, of course, that can be investigated and be confirmed by the police and other agencies of safety.
You know, what's the mood like right now in the area?
Sure. It's bad. It's bad. It's terrible. And if you think about it, we were coming from a very successful event, which was uniting Amampondo as the nation We termed it Uthando Lwamampondo just last week. And this weekend, something like this happens, and it destroyed everything that the event had created. But we're taking baby steps and making sure that nothing is done that is untoward, including people wanting to take matters into their own hands. So we're safeguarding those things, but the mood is bad. Is bad. I don't know the right word to use, but we are not in a good space as the area. Yes. That's what I think.
As the people spokespeople, a representative of people on the ground, we know that the minister is scheduled to visit the area. With the police in different rankings are scheduled to visit the area. Are you having frank conversations about security in the area and the police's response to incidents like this?
One would think we are doing enough. One would think so, but it's clear when an incident like this happens, it means there is more that needs to be done by government. Maybe tomorrow's visit, because they will also include community engagement. Maybe tomorrow's visit will assist in making sure that we shape the conversation that we need to have with the community, and give them space so that they breathe, and make sure that government knows exactly what they expect of it, and what we must be doing to ensure that we address issues like this, and that they don't happen anytime in future, or never happen at all again.
All right. Londo Nonkanyana is a municipal spokesperson. And what we'll do tomorrow is that we'll speak to either the police, those who would have at least showed up at the area tomorrow. We'll speak to directly either the commissioner or the national minister himself about what it is that they were able to gather from the community. Many, many questions that need to be answered. So we'll do that. I also wanted to tell you that, yes, we've spoken to the DA. We spoke to Action SA around Tshwane. We are scheduled to speak to the ANC sometime this week. Today was not a good day for them, but they have promised us an interview this week. In fact, it will be with the Premier of Gauteng.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.